This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio has reaffirmed the state government's commitment to restore the defunct 2D paper mill under Mokokchung district to ensure employment opportunities and industrial growth. He visited the 2D subdivision yesterday to access developmental projects and interact with local communities. Mr. Rio stressed the need to align Nagaland's growth with the national vision for Viksit Bharat 2047. Regarding railway connectivity, Mr. Rio mentioned about discussions with the Railway Ministry to upgrade services in the area. He assured of efforts to extend railway facilities beyond goods transport to include passenger services. Meghalaya Health Minister Amparin Lingdo informed the Assembly yesterday that the physical progress of the Thura Government Medical College is 75% so far. Responding to a query from Leader of the Opposition Dr. Mukul Sangma, she stated that the total area of land donated by the community for the project is 99 acres. The amount sanctioned by the Government of India for the project till date is 170.10 crore rupees. The total amount of money released for the project till date is 185.65 crore rupees, the Health Minister informed. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Mizoram on Saturday, during which he is scheduled to attend a crucial function. Mr. Shah is scheduled to visit neighbouring Assam from 14th to 16th March, during which he will also pay a day visit to Mizoram to attend the shifting programme of Assam Rifles bases from Aizawl to Zhokhausang. During his visit to Assam, Mr. Shah is scheduled to attend multiple programmes, including the annual conference of all Bodo Students Union. The Union Home Minister will also hold a meeting with Chief Ministers of Northeastern States on three new criminal laws in Guwahati on 16th March. The East Khasi Hills Deputy Commissioner has informed that all private sector establishments within the district are to constitute internal complaints committee under Section 4(1) of the Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace Prevention, Prohibition and Redressal Act 2013. They are to submit a report on the same to the Office of the Deputy Commissioner positively by the 20th of this month, failing which action may be taken under Section 26 of the Act. Three people who have been arrested for impersonating Union Home Minister Amit Shah's son and targeting MLAs of Manipur were brought from Delhi to Imphal yesterday. They were arrested in Uttarakhand in the fake call scam. The accused were handed over to a team of Manipur police by Delhi police and brought to Imphal for further investigation. The scamsters had called Manipur leaders, including State Assembly Speaker Thokcham Satyabrata Singh, and demanded huge amounts for ministerial posts. Following this, FIR was filed against them and investigation initiated. The Dimapur police have arrested four individuals involved in the looting of a State Bank of India ATM booth on 20th February in Kuda village. The accused were apprehended in Assam and brought to Dimapur for further investigation. The Nongpo Traffic Police in Ribhoi district of Meghalaya, in collaboration with the Nongpo Region Auto Owners and Drivers Association, have decided to take strict action against drivers who violate traffic laws, particularly those who consume alcohol while operating public transport. This decision comes in response to the unfortunate incidents and loss of precious lives due to reckless driving. The Central Bureau of Communication, in association with Press Information Bureau, organized an integrated community outreach program yesterday on Viksit Bharat 2047 at Narbahadur Bhandari Degree College, Tadong, in Gangtok district. Jigme Bhotia, State Mission Director, Sikkim, in his address said, "Sikkim is renowned for maintaining cleanliness and greenery, and this should be inducted in everyone's daily habit." Usha Sharma, Senior News Leader come Translator, Akashvani Gangtok, conducted a quiz on Swachh Bharat Mission with the participation of students. Celebration of the festivals of colors and joy Holi, which is also known as Dol Purnima, Fagwa, Yoshang, begins with Holi Dahan today, which symbolizes the victory of good over evil. The main festival of Holi will be celebrated tomorrow when people come together in love smearing colors on each other. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.